This is the Curious Human Podcast, and I'm so happy you found your way here. I'm your host, Rochelle Taylor, and my intention with this space and each episode is to weave together impactful insight, storytelling, and in-depth conversations that provide you with the tools to support your evolution, to understand your nature and the nature of others, and connect with other open-hearted and curious humans navigating their humanness in different ways. Here you'll hear from me, a Type 7 8-wing, alongside other types, thought leaders, and impactful voices, and we'll talk about all the things that inspire you to step into an aligned and expansive expression of your life. Things like the Enneagram, embodiment, health, spirituality, psychology, wellness, and creativity. I believe you were put on this earth just as you are, with your own unique nature, story, lessons, and infinitely curious spirit by design. So together, let's nurture our curiosity, unearth our potential for evolution and growth, and support each other as we try our best to navigate this wild ride called life. Hello, hello, curious human. I am so stoked for this time and space that we are going to spend together today. This topic is one of my favorites and really always relevant. Of course, we're always navigating change. It's spring, the season of change, of new, of rebirth. I personally am sitting in the middle of, you know, this great big change moving across the country, and now we're leaving in just a couple weeks. We sold our house. Things are all coming together. That's the thing about change. It's that even when it's change that we want, it's still a challenge. So nature reminds us that change is life. Nature is forever and always changing, whether those changes are really subtle and beneath the surface, or if the changes are more grandiose. Spring is always a mood for me. Okay, this change brings up something in me physically, viscerally, that I feel year after year, you know, in moving, going through a bunch of my old journals and reading through them and recognizing this pattern of in April, something always seems to throw things out of equilibrium. You know, a storm tends to blow through my life. And we're going to really dive into that metaphor today, and storm as change. And there's this line from a Florence and the Machine song that captures this feeling perfectly. And there's a certain type of sadness that seems to come with spring. And I feel that the shifts of the season, the ugly grays and browns that come with it, the thwarted expectations, if you happen to, like me, live in a climate where, you know, we're actually still looks like we're in winter a lot of the time, despite, you know, the days getting longer and the sun going down later and rising earlier, we are still in snow. So that thwarted expectation that comes along with that, the disappointment that comes along with that. These are all reminders from nature that not only change is constant and always happening, but that messiness precedes growth. And that's really what spring feels like, right? Before it grows, before the flower blooms, it gets messy. You've got to get your hands dirty in the soil. Everything looks, you know, wet and icky and brown. We aren't in that bloom yet, right? And so this reminder that, right, it's messy first. So if you happen to be in a space of change and you're in that messy place, kind of like me who can't really find anything and everything's packed away, that is the step before growth. And so you can take comfort in that. And for me, I know that that means I double down on the practices that make me feel really anchored and grounded and good. But understanding that the first step of growth is messy, and spring reminds us of that. And really that change and this cycle of change and rebirth is a part of life. And a part of that really means that things end so that other things can take root. And I think that's what a lot of us don't talk about when we talk about change, is that the inherent quality of change makes it go hand in hand with grief. When we are changing, we are saying goodbye to something to invite in something new, okay? And nothing in nature is eternal. Everything is always in a state of shifts and change. So often in times of change, we're drawn to tools of self-discovery. After I lost my dad, which was the biggest loss and grief of my life, is when I discovered a yoga practice and really started to dive into spirituality as a tool to transcend and grow and heal and continue on even without the things that we loved, the people, the places, you know, and carry on. And that's what change asks us to do. Through my own practice and as I've continued to change, you know, through grieving more and also inviting in more, committed partnership, child, parenthood. And in that, I recognized that I needed to shift my spiritual approach for me, right? And this is where the Enneagram started to really come into my life in a really deep way about a decade ago. The Enneagram is really designed as a tool to facilitate change. It's to help you know and understand how to change and how to change in the direction of your embodied potential, of what is possible for you. Before I share my three game-changing tips for navigating change with more grace, I need to tell you all about the Enneagram Embodiment Project. Round three of this life-changing program starts in May 2022. So I am calling in curious humans that are ready to unlock your truest self. This is a transformative 28-day program designed to help you awaken your authentic, aware, and fully alive self through applying this potent framework to your everyday in really sustainable ways. This is for you if you know what you're doing isn't working, and you're ready to change better in direction of how you really want to feel. Be a part of this cohort of curious humans that is supporting each other in this work of knowing yourself, awakening to what's possible, and taking action every day to embody your potential. Get on the waitlist at rochelle-taylor.com/embodiment. Waitlisters will get first access to sign up and super sweet bonuses when you do. Trust me, curious human, if you are navigating change this season, you are going to want to sign up for this. I will see you there. Okay, let's dive in. Okay, so nature is always showing us about change, reminding us and reflecting back to us the change that is happening within us outside in nature. From the subtle shifts of growth of the seed underground to massive storms that literally are whirlwinds of change blowing through real quick. Here where I am in the heart of Canada, we had a big winter snowstorm last week. This reminder that when a storm blows through, the world after the storm looks different than the world before the storm. Of course, for us, that meant a lot of snow. But nevertheless, like there's a change. There's a distinguishable shift from before and after a storm. So we're going to use that metaphor to really put into perspective how do we navigate change with more grace. So these three ways to navigate the storm with more ease and grace. Number one is to understand your Enneagram type. That's not going to be a surprise to you listening to this podcast. You know that for me, this is the foundation to really understanding how can I navigate this storm? What are my skills? What are my blind spots? What have I missed before in my life again and again and again? And am I willing to see? Your Enneagram type can help you understand that. And really, the roots of the Enneagram is this is a tool that was created to help you navigate change. Because what is personal growth but you choosing to change? To transcend your self-sabotaging patterns that keep you stuck in these same cycles. So knowing your Enneagram type helps you understand why you do the things you do and how you operate by default so that you have the conscious awareness to be able to expand into new possibilities, to choose new choices. And of course, choosing new choices leads us to change. When we talk about, you know, change in grief, there's like a grief there, right? When you have a familiar pattern, it grows really comfortable. And often when we first recognize our Enneagram tightness, we see that and take comfort in it. When really our tightness is here to remind us of the ways that we are actually self-sabotaging. Because when we're acting a lot like our type and we can see a lot of our type tendencies, you know, that's the personality acting out. And so really that means that showing us, hey, here's your sevenness acting up again. It's here to show you something. And so this is a beautiful segue into my second point of how you can navigate change with more ease and grace is a shift of perspective. Again, so the storm's about to blow through, and when it hits, it sucks. Okay, it sucks. And I even after the real storm last week, my partner was away. I was locked in. My daughter's daycare was closed. We had just sold our house, and so we had to move in and back in like a huff after being out of the house for showings. When the storm hits, it sucks. Okay, and we've all been there. And you have a choice in the midst of the storm. You can ask, why is this happening to me? And the shift that makes change easier and more graceful is to shift that question from why is this happening to me to what is this teaching me? And this simple shift is, which really is a shift into curiosity. What is this teaching me? Which is acknowledging that there is an opportunity for you to learn something here. And life is a long journey that really, you know, its purpose is for you to learn, for your soul to learn, to experience this incarnation, to learn what it's here to learn. And so when we shift from why is this happening to me to what is this teaching me, we're opening ourselves up to learning, to expanding, and it's a potent shift. It doesn't make it suck any less, but it shifts you into a receptivity to receive sort of the wisdom of your soul to say, this is happening for you to see so that you can choose differently in the future, right? Oftentimes the storms that blow through seem like the same thing in a different shape. And that's why, because we haven't learned our lessons of our type and transcended it. And then the third tip to change with more ease and grace is to go with it. And this is a hard one for me, and one I know to absolutely be true. What I mean by that is you see the storm coming from up ahead. You see the change coming from up ahead, and you can prep for it potentially. Maybe there's some prep time, some lead time, right? And there is only so much preparation you can do. At some point, nature is going to take over and you are just going to have to sit back. And the first time that I experienced this sort of phenomenon of letting go into what is as really a necessary piece of growth was when I was running Prairie Love Festivals. And, you know, we would have these massive events that I'd plan, you know, months and months for. And knowing it was going to be a storm and a good storm of, you know, lots of people coming together, lots of things happening, lots of activity. And then the people on the other side of the storm, you know, were changed. But for these events, I would prep, you know, and it's all this stress, all this work, this anticipation of this big thing. And then at some point, you just have to let go. You can't prep anymore. There's nothing more else you can do. There's nothing else you can try. It's just going to take over on its own. Similar with the sale of our house last week, right? You know, this big change is happening and we're prepping. But at some point, you know, showings start and it just happens, right? You can't prep anymore. It's in motion, right? So when you're in the storm, it's this surrendering to, I'm in it. I'm here. I might not make it out the other side, but if I do, I will be forever changed by this experience. Okay? And this trust, and for me, again, a fear-based head type, us sevens really are living in this fear of not being taken care of. That's a really scary place to be. And so for me to help with that surrender is, and I've learned this through my yoga practice, through my spiritual work, is I am held in love and light. I am held in love and light. And I trust that the universe is always supporting my greatest good. even when it doesn't feel like it. And I surrender to that. And surrender is a pretty universal concept within spiritual practices, but it's a concept that is so much easier said than done, right? If someone says, just surrender to the here and now, okay, how do we do it? For me, really doubling down on the practices that make me feel grounded and anchored. And again, if you think about this analogy of a storm, well, you can get swept up, you know, literally in the winds, or you can anchor and ground yourself onto something. And for me, practices like breathwork and meditation and journaling and spiritual work are really helpful in navigating change and feel like a choice that you can consciously continue to make. In surrender, how do you support yourself in that? And understanding what that looks like on a day-to-day basis and remembering that, you know, nature is always changing in subtle, small ways, whether it's a few extra hours of sunlight at the end of the day that maybe you didn't notice, but after 3 months, you'll notice, right? As that accumulates and adds on. So is our spiritual work. So if nature is always changing, I always need to be supporting myself in surrender to what is, okay? So on the other side of the storm, the world is different. You are different. And I hope you find solace in this insight as you navigate this season of your life. And I am all here to support your growth and support your expansion. So I would love, love, love to meet you back here on the podcast next week. I'm chatting with one of the alumni from the Embodiment Project. I can't wait to share that with you and what is possible on the other side of your work, on the other side of understanding why you do the things you do, shifting your perception, and surrendering to what is. These are all things that we will embark on together, and I know that doing this work of changing and constantly evolving together is a super potent practice. Again, I'm referencing back to the Prairie Love Festival days. Let's stick with the storm analogy to close this episode. But if the storm is coming, the first thing you do is probably look around the boat and to see who else is on the boat with you. Who's on board here with me? And I can only speak for myself, but I know if there was someone else on board with me, I would feel more at ease. Hey, at least if this boat's going under, we're all going under, right? At least we're all here working together, using our gifts to change, to navigate change, to be here to support each other, to offer insight and new perspectives, and to remind each other that we're always growing, changing, and going through something, and that's being human. And that awareness can help us offer compassion towards ourselves and our humanness, and also others and their humanness. And this is really where the magic of the Enneagram starts to grow outward from I can navigate storms with more ease to I can now interact and help others navigate storms with more ease because I have more clarity in coming from a more peaceful place. So thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing this time and space with me. I will see you again soon, curious human.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, take a minute to give us a 5-star review and help us connect with more curious humans. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.